I'm Kyle Milan, and after 20 years in manufacturing, nobody knows more than me about industrial marketing and technical sales. What's up, guys? Kyle Milan here, and whether you're listening to this on the podcast or watching this on YouTube, I'd love for you to subscribe to it. And if you get value out of this content, please share it with one person that you know. All right, we're in 2021. We're about almost halfway through the year. And what I wanted to do was take time to look at how can you thrive? What happened to this industry, the industrial industry? Everything's changed over the last 14 months. So let's look at how we got here. So COVID happens, things start shutting down. We were hurt as a business because some people wanted to stop their marketing. And Henry Ford has a quote that says, stopping your advertising to save money is like stopping your watch to save time. It just makes no sense. But we took a little bit of a hit with some clients saying we got to hold back on our advertising. But the entire landscape changed. This is the first time that the industrial market has had to deal with not being able to do the traditional ways of selling and marketing. Their people that they're trying to get in touch with and the people trying to contact at these companies, they might no longer be at the company because they're working remote. And that happened for a majority of the companies. The salespeople were somewhat lost. Like, what do I do now? How am I supposed to get a hold of these people? I guess I'll email them. And then revenue starts decreasing. Their pipeline starts drying up. I mean, this was a huge impact middle to end of last year. And still people are still impacted by this. And whether or not the media says, you know, we're going to pull out of this, I think that this whole issue is going to be around for the next 1 to 2 years where it's not going to be back to normal, especially for these industrial companies that are trying to go after the OEMs or other industrial companies. I mean, we just have to kind of accept this, that this is the new reality. This is the new norm. And what steps can we do to move forward and still generate revenue and still get year over year growth and still get in touch with these people that may or may not be working in the office? So the industrial market was completely shooken. I mean, people working remote, if you're in sales, I mean, you know this, if you're industrial sales, you're probably used to working remote and traveling, but now you're working remote, your team's working remote, and the people that you're trying to sell to are working remote. So what do? Because you're not used to it. And what's crazy is that as a marketing agency, we've been doing Zoom calls and Google Meet calls and all those things for years. And so have a lot of companies. But then the industrial world is just now getting into it where they're having regular video meetings, which before they used to be like, why would I do a video meeting? Do a conference call or an in-person meeting? So it was a huge undertaking for them to begin to realize like this is the new way of communicating and the new way to do business. For the clients that we had and the people that follow this channel and follow my advice and the things that I say closely, they had a huge advantage over everybody else that was just doing the traditional ways. So what I always talk about is trying to push things on social media. If you look through all my videos, and we'll link some down in the description, LinkedIn is the most effective platform for you guys. Hands down, you can still get in touch with people on LinkedIn, whether or not they're in the office or not. But the way that you go about doing it is the things that we teach and that are completely different than the way a lot of people are using it. First, building out your profile and making sure that it's good, having some sort of piece of content, whether you use an agency like MFG Tribe or whether, you know, our agency, or whether you use a different agency or you're just creating yourself, you have to have content. Everything's about content these days. It's no longer the direct sales game. And the people that are already producing content when this stuff hit back in last April and May, and were already going down the path and already building out their connections and engaging with people, they came out of this a lot better than those people that are just sitting there like, well, I can't make phone calls. I'm shooting emails, but I don't know people's email addresses. So they start buying systems like Zoom Info, which we love. And I have a subscription to Zoom Info for us. And it's great, but that tactic doesn't work as well as it did back in 2014, 12, 2010. Email is just declining. The people that were already focusing on LinkedIn, those are the people that have been hurt a little bit less than a majority of the people when it comes to their pipeline and opportunities that they have. It's a simple strategy of creating a piece of content, building out your network, but here's the kicker, and here's what people need to focus on is don't automatically then go and sell that person. Don't get a connection with somebody that you're trying to do business with, and then automatically you say, hey, thanks for connecting. You want to buy something from me? It'll completely turn them off. They'll probably remove the connection, and that's what a ton of salespeople are doing. there's specific ways to do it where you need to build value first. It's all about the give, and give them value and give them content. And then you go in and ask them for something in return, like a meeting. But a lot of times what happens is you give pieces of content and they'll reach out to you. Literally everybody that you want to talk to is on LinkedIn. Unless you're dealing with small mom and pop companies, everybody that you want to do business with is on LinkedIn. You can find them, you can send a connection request, and you can connect with them, but then don't directly sell them. You need to give it a little bit of time. The sooner that you do this, the better off you're going to be. So go through my videos and look at the exact strategy of all the content that I have about LinkedIn. But after you make the content and you're building out your network, you want to engage with people. You need to spend about 30 minutes a day creating a post or sharing your company page post if you've got somebody that's making the content for you, and then engage with the people in your network. You need to comment on their stuff. You need to like it. You need to send them a message saying that you appreciate whatever it is that they're sharing. You need to try and send them a piece of content that you've created for them, or just a piece of content about the industry. Shoot it over to them and just sit back. You may think that it's stupid, but really it works extremely well. The issue that the industrial world is going to have is that now that we're getting back into businesses opening up, people getting back in the office, and more importantly, trade shows are starting to happen again. The first one that one of my clients is going to is MDM West in Anaheim. It's in August. Normally that's in January or February. It's been pushed to August. It's in person confirmed. There's a couple other trade shows that our clients are going to this year. They're starting to open back up. People in industrial sales are chomping at the bit to go back to trade shows. One, for the social interaction, and two, to get back to their traditional way that they were doing sales and marketing. Now, the problem with it is that if you just instantly go back and you come out of the last 12, 14, 16 months of being significantly impacted by COVID, and you go back to the traditional way and you completely forget anything that you've done or the new ways of doing things, then you will be hurt if this happens again in the future and in the immediate future, because there's people that have found new ways of doing things and have found new marketing tactics and are going to continue to embrace those, like LinkedIn, like creating content, like shooting videos, like sending direct messages, things like that. And they're going to continue to thrive. Whereas if you just say, oh, everything's open back up, we can go back to the normal way that we were doing things, you're going to be taking like 5 steps back. So you have to take the last 14 months as a learning lesson. Trade shows can be great. I've got videos about trade shows and exactly how to maximize your potential and your return on your investment. I already have content out there about that. And trade shows can be good and they can give you some good opportunities. But if you're relying on that, or if you're relying on referrals, or if you're relying on that person being in the office, then you are not going to thrive. 2021 is all about recuperation for your industrial company and getting back to the way it was. And then what are you going to do for the rest of this year to propel you into the future? We've got some clients at the agency that they had an amazing 2020, even with COVID, even with the change of things. They had an amazing 2020 and they're pre-booking their equipment, their machinery and sales and things like that into 2021 at the end of it and into 2022. And then there's a lot of companies that had to do, you know, furloughs and let go of people and downsizing and closing facilities because they just simply didn't have the revenue and the sales to handle such a significant impact that that pandemic had. But if you just go back to the way you were doing things and didn't learn anything from this, then whether or not this happens again in the same fashion, or whether or not something like trade shows lose their effectiveness even more than they have in the last 10 years, then you're not growing and changing. And you have to take every opportunity that you come across and you have to learn something from it. And what the last 14 months has taught industrial people is that if you take away the trade shows and being able to do cold visits and cold calls, then you're pretty much stuck. I mean, some people kept up and did emails. Some people were already doing things on LinkedIn. And those people were better off than those that were relying on it. But people began to become stir crazy and they didn't know where to turn. And then they just started, you know, losing their momentum and losing their passion and losing their energy
to keep going. And at the end of the day, you're just sitting back collecting a paycheck. And a lot of people got cut because of that. They downsized their teams because they just, the guys and girls weren't out there pushing hard because they were like, what am I going to do? I can't go to trade shows. That's canceled. I can't cold call people. They're not at the office. I don't know how to get a hold of people. You have to turn to LinkedIn and build out that network, because the attention that you can get on LinkedIn directly with the potential customer is huge, because that stays with them. Almost everybody has LinkedIn on their phone. They've downloaded the app. You can shoot them a message. You can send a connection request. Build out your network. And I'm not talking about going from 100 to 200 people. I mean, build it out to 3, 4, 5, 800, 1,500 people. Keep it very specific and keep it very niche down. Connecting with strategic people that you know that you can provide value with and maybe eventually help them out with something, whether it's selling your product or selling your service. You're trying to connect with engineers, operations, purchasing, commodity management, all those people, they're all on LinkedIn. But it's a long-term play. It is not a short-term, I'm going to connect with somebody, then a week later sell them, then a week after that get a PO, get an RFQ, whatever it is. It's a long-term play. It really takes a couple of months to get everything flowing in a normal way before you can start getting opportunities from them. So you guys have to look at that as this is the new normal. Take what you've learned, move forward with it, focus on LinkedIn, check out my other content on LinkedIn. We even have a course at Technical Sales University, which is linked below, all about how to dominate on LinkedIn, where I walk through all of the steps from building out your profile, connection requests, talking about the algorithm. It's extremely important to use this tool. Every single person that I work closely with and that our agency works with as a client and has this as part of the scope of the projects we're doing on a monthly basis, they see the value immediately and they thrive. And they basically looked at 2020 as there was a decrease in the order quantities, but they did not lose their momentum with revenue as much. They did not lose their momentum with a pipeline. They kept things rolling. They kept talking to new people, and they just took it as, okay, I can't go in the office and meet with you. Let's do a Teams meeting, a Zoom meeting, a Google Meet, whatever it is. This is a new way of doing things. I'm going to take it in stride and try and thrive with it for the rest of 2021. And if you're looking at this at the end of 2021 and this still applies for 2022 and really the next 1 to 2 years, you need to double down, triple down on understanding that the old way of doing things will never go back to exactly how it was. Do not try and force the round peg in the square hole and try and go back to the traditional way of doing it. There's still people to this day that are doing things that worked 6, 7, 8 years ago that don't work as well now. And you guys have to stop and adjust. You have to take a look at this and say, this was a huge hit. What did I learn from it? What can I do moving forward to try and protect myself from this? And that's going to be focus on different channels and different areas, with LinkedIn being the primary one. So I hope that you got value out of this episode. I hope you got value out of this content. If you did, like I said, share it with one person you know. Stay tuned to our weekly videos, and we will see you on the next one.
Well, that's it for this episode. If you got value out of it, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with one person you know. And if you can, leave me a review, because it really helps me out. If you want to check out my other content, go over to YouTube. I've got a channel over there, as well as find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook under my name, Kyle Milan. I will see you on the next one.